In the Bible, there are several different analogies that the scriptures use to describe our relationship with God. One of them is, God is the shepherd and we are the sheep. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd guides his flock, leads his flock, feeds his flock, protects his flock. In the same way, God leads us, protects us, guides us, feeds us. Jesus says in John 15 that he is the vine and we are the branches. Another great analogy. As long as a branch is connected to the vine, then that life-giving sap that flows through the vine can flow into the branch, so the branch can produce fruit. In the same way, if we're connected to Christ, then his life-giving grace can flow into us and we can produce fruit for the kingdom of God. If a branch breaks off from the vine, then it's going to wither and die and produce no fruit. God is the master. We are his servants. What's the job of a servant? A job of a servant is to do the will of his master. Our job is to serve God. What a privilege it is to humbly serve God in this life. Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is his bride. The Bible uses the analogy of marriage, too, to be in love so we can share life and love. All these different analogies help us understand in a little deeper way our relationship with God. Our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, right at the very end, gives us another classic analogy of how we understand our relationship with God. The last line says, "You, O Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are the work of your hands." Our reading today gives us this beautiful image of God as a potter and we are clay. It's a very comforting image, the idea of God molding us and shaping us, forming us ultimately into the image of his son, Jesus. It's always fun to play with clay. Did you ever do that as a kid? Elementary school, maybe. Get some clay, you mold it and you shape it into something. Or maybe you got to use one of the pottery wheel, get your hands wet, and you smooth it out and make a pot or a vase or something. And then when it's all done, you carve your initials into it, and then you put it into the pottery kiln, and it bakes and gets all hard, and then it comes out and you get to paint it. I remember in elementary school, I made an ashtray one time. Not really sure why an elementary kid, school kid needs an ashtray, but that's what I made. It's a beautiful image. God is the potter, we are the clay. But like all images, like all analogies, they ultimately fall short of expressing the ultimate truth, because at the end of the day, I'm not clay. There's a lot that's different between me and clay. I'm alive. Clay is not. Or more importantly, I have freedom and clay does not. The clay has no say in what the potter does with it. The potter can do whatever it wants to the clay, because it has no freedom, but we have freedom. Which means as human beings, if we wanted to, we could actually choose to leave the potter's hands and say, no, I don't want you to mold me. I don't want you to form me. I actually think that's a pretty good analogy too of what sin is. Sin is when we choose to jump out of the potter's hands and say, I'm going to do this on my own. I don't need you. What's the consequences of that? What happens when we choose to sin and jump out of the potter's hands? That happens. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. Advent is this special time, this short little season, in which in a special way we're called to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. The word Advent comes from the Latin word adventus, which means coming. Christ is coming. Jesus is coming. Why did Jesus come? Fundamentally, what was his mission? His mission was to save us, to come into our brokenness and save us from sin. How did he do that? Fundamentally, through his death and resurrection, which we call the Paschal Mystery. And how do I receive the graces of that Paschal Mystery, the graces of Jesus' death and resurrection? It comes to me in my baptism. What happens at baptism? It's like Jesus comes down to us in our original sin, in our brokenness, and he picks up all the pieces. And he starts to put us back together. You see, even after baptism, we're not perfect. We're still cracked and broken and in need of a lot of help. But at least we're back in the Father's hands, the potter's hands. Today we're going to witness these two little ones come back into the potter's hands today through the gift of baptism. And thus, after baptism, our whole lives of growing in holiness is about allowing God through his grace to slowly put us back together, to heal us. How does that happen? This is why I pray. This is why I live a faithful sacramental life. This is why I strive to do good works. This is why I strive to learn more about my faith. The more I do that, the more I'm able to be put back together. Now, this, of course, is why mortal sin is such a terrible thing in the Christian life. Because when I commit a mortal sin, it's like I jump out of the potter's hands again, and boom, I'm back down there. Not good. But that's where confession comes in, right? In confession, Jesus comes down and picks us back up again and puts us back in the potter's hands. In this analogy, I guess a venial sin would be like just like when it slips a little, like, whoa, whoa. You're still in the potter's hands, but whoa. One of the things I pray for every single day, I say, Lord, give me the grace to never commit a mortal sin. May I never jump out of the potter's hands. Lord, give me the grace to rather to die than commit a mortal sin. I'm always going to struggle with venial sin in this life because of my weaknesses, my brokenness. But if I commit a venial sin, I'm still in the potter's hands. St. Francis de Sales, in his great work, Introduction to the Vow Life, he talks about one of the fundamental priorities in the spiritual life, first and foremost, is to get mortal sin out of my life. It's really hard to grow in holiness, in growing to letting God put me back together if I'm constantly jumping out of the Father's hands, going to confession, jumping out of the Father's hands, going to confession. There's a contemporary Christian song that I like. It's called Graves into Gardens. And the first verse goes like this. I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasures that fade, were never enough. Then you came along and put me back together. That's what Jesus wants to do. That's why he came, to put us back together. As we begin this Advent season today, let's ask for the grace that we could truly repent, that we could strive every day to keep especially mortal sin out of our lives so that we could always remain in the potter's hands, because down here, that's not a good place to be. I want to be in the hands of my Father, the divine potter.